To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For those counting down the days until the election, there are 14 left. 2 weeks until voters head to the polls, even though millions have already voted early or have cast ballots by mail. One of the states where in-person early voting began this morning, Wisconsin, a state Donald Trump lost by 21,000 votes in 2020, and where he and Harris are at a tight race this time around as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel, meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about how to take advantage of the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and how to avoid a wider conflict in the region.
Crucially, Secretary Blinken will also be discussing Israel's plans to launch a retaliatory strike against Iran and the fear this could turn into all-out war between the two countries.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Honda recalling more than 700,000 vehicles because the fuel pump can crack and cause a fire. Models involved include Accord, Civic, CR-V, regular and hybrid, 2023 through 25 model years. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st, at 7 p.m. through to 9:40 p.m., the Northwoods Players invite you out to the Phillips High School to attend their fall play, Pride and Prejudice. This romantic comedy is full of laughs and is appropriate for all ages. The nonstop wit and interesting characters make for an enjoyable evening. Come and support your local theater. Once again, this is happening Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m. at the Phillips High School, and will also be happening Saturday, November 2nd at 7 p.m., and Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. But before that, on Wednesday, October 30th at 5 p.m., Ridge Runners in Butternut is having their Oktoberfest dinner event. There will be a four-course specialty menu with German wines and beer available. The bar is opening at 4 p.m. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll get to our Title Town report coming up in just a moment. Keyword, by the way, for the Back Hair Barbecue, if you haven't qualified yet, is Ross, R-O-S-S. Get that to us. We do our coaches show each Tuesday morning. We coach Precor on. I've got yesterday's presser from Coach Matt LaFleur with the Packers, but we talk Shawamigan, Butternut Mercer, eight-man football, Coach Tony Morgan. Tony, good morning to him.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, you knew on Friday night, front rivalry game with Phillips, you knew the Loggers were coming in with everything that, you know, with the playoffs not available for you guys due to enrollment reasons. Conference championship is the main goal, and Phillips had that in their sights, and they came out firing right away, didn't they? They really came at you.
Yeah, no, I give tip my cap to Coach Precor. You know, his offense isn't necessarily much different, but the speed at which they go, you know, breaking out of the huddle, and yeah, you make a mistake against Phillips, and they're going to go 100 miles an hour at you.
Yeah,
and yeah, the game being moved from Saturday to Thursday, I think, was a challenge for both teams. I know the unique challenges that we had on that, and so almost worst case thing, you know, these are, you know, 15, 16, 17 year old boys, amped up, and you know, had a kicking mistake right off the bat with what should have been an onside kick, ends up going about 30 yards, and we're not in position to really handle a full return, have a guy who's got outside contained just kind of totally forget it. And next thing you know, you don't even blink. There's 7 seconds off the clock, and it's 8-0. That's not a good way to, you know, start a game. And, you know, that's certainly not what what caused the downfall, because we were able to we got the ball, responded, and, you know, scored a touchdown.
Yeah, Phillips got that early score, but you came right back. Nice touchdown pass from Hudson, and it looked like offensive-wise you're thinking, okay, and we knew Phillips was going to be tough to stop, but, you know, we can move the ball too.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's, you know, we probably were ready to get in a game where, you know, we move the ball, they move the ball, and, you know, Phillips certainly, you know, historically, they just have big plays, right? They kind of wait, and they just poke and prod, and, you know, if one guy's out of position or one guy misses a tackle, you know, what could be a 3-yard gain all of a sudden turns into, you know, 67 yards.
And you had the early turnover, which kind of set the tone. You got to score behind right away, and it kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, I think, that early turnover did.
Yeah, that turnover, you know, they score on the kickoff, we score, they score, and then we're moving the ball again, and just kind of have an early turnover, give them a short field, and you know, their offense kept rolling, and all of a sudden you get kids reeling a little bit. What are we going to do? You know, maybe that changes a play call or two, just knowing the kind of offense and numbers that they can put up. And you know, we had a defensive plan, and it took probably till about the second quarter for kids to start believing in it. And, you know, by the time you look up that point, it's a 20-point game. And, you know, had a couple injuries happen. We've been dealing with, we call it the plague. I think, as I was telling you off air, you know, we have 6 people on staff, players or staff, that have been diagnosed at some point this season with pneumonia. So we've had a respiratory thing that has just ripped through us. And, you know, you start putting in, you know, some younger guys or backups in positions, and they just don't get the reps in practice. So to make a change on a defensive side, you know, they're not quite up to speed with what we're doing. And
sure, 44 points scored in the first quarter, even for an 8-man game, that's a lot.
Yeah, you know, kickoff return, and you know, and of course, typical Precor offense. I think 2 of those touchdowns were almost, you know, 50 or 60 yards, along with the kickoff return. So, and I think we had a you know, almost a 50-yard touchdown there too. So, certainly, quarter one was all the big plays. Yep.
Yeah, and Coach Precor's team, of course. You know, you know what they're going to do. We've talked about this before, but the deception that they use with their handoffs and stuff, even the play-by-play guys got to pay attention on who's got the ball, because they do a very good job of camouflaging who has the ball.
Yep, and you know, it's a great offense in the sense that, you know, Coach Precor is not trying to outcoach coaches on the other side. He's really just trying to outcoach, you know, 16 and 17 year old kids, and you know, a couple fake handoffs, and even though that guy's told your job is X, they're 16 and 17 year old kids, and they forget my job is X, and then they go to Y, and well, there was a reason that their job was X, and
yeah,
and that's where big plays happen. So
yeah, well, you're 4-4 on the season. And I guess, you know, I guess when I look back at it, I say you had one of your key players that was out for the first four games of the year, and when he came back, you were a different team. Of course, you always want to win them all, but I guess when I look back at the season, you had some nice wins, you had some games in there where you're highly competitive when you were fully healthy. So there's some real good things that came out of this season.
No, I certainly agree. You know, it's really the main goal of the last couple of years has been to turn the culture of Charlemagne football. I think it'd be pretty easy to say that, you know, 2 years ago we were probably the second worst football team in the entire state. You know, we went 1-7, so I would say that maybe we're better than that one other team. But, you know, every other game was a 50-point loss, and really just you know, low enrollment numbers. And so we had a culture issue that we really needed to turn around. And so, you know, in year one, I think we started to turn that corner and, you know, won three of the last five. And then, you know, this year to be able to get to that 500 record and really be, you know, I guess in a way a winning or 500 program all season. You know, we'll see what Friday night brings here to get the candle on that cake. But we certainly have turned the culture and, you know, playing five JV games this year, where in the previous 5 years I think they had played about five quarters of JV games. So that's been the biggest thing. And I think that it's tough when you see a senior class go. You know, that was one of the reasons that I stepped up and said that I would be willing to coach, you know, because the first couple of years of those seniors, the program just wasn't performing, I think, at the level that it could. And, you know, so you want to win them all, but the thing that we can, you know, look at the seniors and say is, you know, your first 2 years you ended up winning, you know, maybe four games, and now, you know, your last 2 years you basically double that win, and hopefully that provides them with a good high school football experience, because, you know, the games are fun and everyone wants to cheer, but the lessons that these kids learn playing football will help them for their life. So to make it a positive culture and something that more kids in the halls want to be a part of is really the more important part.
Yeah, and had an opportunity to be a part of the chain gang for the, I think it was a South Shore game, and they were having fun. I could hear the kids talking, and the sportsmanship they showed toward the other team I thought was really good that game, and it's fun to see them just out there having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about all the time, football, you know, really is family, and those are your brothers on the field, and, you know, you kind of, you bleed, you sweat, you cry with them, and so it is a unique experience. It is the ultimate team sport, I think football is, and so, we just want to make it, you know, first get it to be a positive culture, and certainly winning does help make that positive culture, so, yeah, I'd prefer to me and you be sitting here and talking about an 8-0 season, but, you know, I think culture when it comes to sports, it's like the Titanic. You can't just turn it on a dime.
Yeah,
it certainly, we have started turning it in the right direction, and we go on from there.
And two of those losses this year, one to Hurley, who's in the 16-man, 16-player playoff field, and Phillips, obviously, who would be in that field if their enrollment was just a couple kids less. You know, a couple of those wins, two of the top 10, 15 teams, if not top 10 in the state.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. How close is Shawamigan enrollment-wise to being a part of the playoff? Where is that at? Is that still, does that shift every year?
That works, Joel, is on the third Friday of each year, they take an enrollment for every school, and then based off that number for a three-year running average is where you are. In the past, Shawamigan has been part of a co-op because their number has been just Park Falls, Shawamigan, Glidden, you know, together there. Shawamigan High School has been over the 200 mark.
Right.
So we've been fine to do a co-op. This year on the third Friday, our number was actually 195 at Shawamigan High School.
All right.
So it is a three-year running average. Now we still have the co-op. The co-op is signed on through the 2025 season. So with the anticipation of everything, we actually will be ending the co-op after the 2025 season because based on projections, we believe that going into the 2026 season, the enrollment at Shawamigan High School will be around 175 kids, and therefore, on our own, we will be 100% playoff eligible.
Okay, so that's the hope, is not next year, but the year after.
Correct, yep. The co-ops are signed a year ahead, and then they last for 2 years, so that was something that was signed about 2 years ago. with that when we our enrollment was, you know, above where it was going to be. And even if, you know, even if it were to end with the three-year average, I don't think we would quite even make it next year. But the following year, we will be a total green light to be able to go to the playoffs.
Very good. One more game Friday night. We got Thorpe coming in. A lot of eight-man teams will do this with the, when the season ends, pick up, either have a game scheduled or pick one up maybe with another team that's not in the playoffs. So we have Thorpe coming in Friday, right?
We do, yeah. Pick that up. I'm really excited about it. You know, Thorpe is a team that has had some success, has gone to the playoffs a few times. They have a good program. They went, you know, 5-3 this year. They play in a very tough conference with McDonald Central and Owen Withy. They play a little bit of different style of football. So if you're more into the NFL type style and you come in, really? you watch a Philip Schwamagon where we're just trying to run the ball on each other.
They're going
to
throw it, huh?
They throw it. They're in three wide, four wide.
Wow.
They've had an injury at quarterback, but you add their two quarterbacks up together. I'm sure in this conference, everyone thinks I'm the guy who airs the ball out. When you have a Hudson Hogarth, you gotta give him the ball. But they've had 100 more pass attempts than Hudson has this year. So definitely throw the ball. So it could be a fun game where, we'll dive in and see how we're going to respond to that. Are we going to spread it out? Because we've certainly had some, positive times when we spread it out, and we might have a track meet here, or it might be a clash of styles where we say, well, this is how we play in the Northwoods East, where we, line up and we pound the ball on the ground and, come and stop us and see what happens. So
very good. All right. Friday night, 7:00 at McDonald Field, and we'll have the game for you right here. Look forward to talking to you next week. We'll do a season wrap next week. So thank you so much.
All right. Coach. Thank you, Joel.
Thank Tony Morgan, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man football team, joining us. We'll talk Phillips football with Coach Precor coming right up.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
What a day for Packers punter Daniel Whalen on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. He punted the ball five times for a 56.8-yard average and a long of 66. Aside from Brandon McManus booting the game-winning 45-yard field goal, it was Whalen who made the special teams difference, much like most of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur said Whalen is the best punter he's seen.
He obviously kicks it a long way, but just the hang time too, because some guys will kick it far and they're going to outkick their coverage. But I thought our guys, our Flyers, did an outstanding job winning their one-on-one battles just to negate big return opportunities.
Packers made a roster move yesterday, releasing long snapper Matt Orzech and returning defensive lineman Jonathan Ford from the injured reserve list. More is coming as Orzech is expected to return to the roster to handle long snap duties at Jacksonville on Sunday. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Everybody has their own thing. That includes safety Evan Williams. He said he's never experienced a game-ending kick scenario like the one on Sunday, so he didn't know what to do. His answer was to watch the fans.
Back to the field, not even looking, just completely facing our bench, looking at everybody in the crowd, seeing their reaction. They're all like, don't worry. But it was a great moment.
I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And our coaches show continues. Coach LaFleur's presser from yesterday will play at least part of that anyway. Coming up after we talk Phillips football with head coach Steve Precor. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Congratulations to you and your team and staff on the conference championship. This is the goal. When you don't have the playoffs available to you right now, this is the top goal, right?
It is the top goal. When we set our goals at the beginning of the season, we have some things we want to do individually and as a team, and this was definitely that top. We like to go undefeated, but an undefeated conference championship is a number one.
Yeah, I was at the game on Friday, and the energy that your team came out with in that first quarter, you could just feel it, and you could just sense that Shawamigan was in trouble. I could sense it from the ticket taker from the other side of the field. The energy you came out with was incredible, Coach.
It's the biggest game of the year for our kids. I mean, like you said, if you circle a game on the calendar, the two that got circled were Hurley and Shawamigan had many more circles. It's the one that it doesn't take much for everybody to get excited, and we've started to start the games over the last few weeks on a much more positive note. When we returned that opening kickoff, it was like blew the lid off of the energy.
Yeah. And then Shawamigan answered. They came down, had a touchdown pass of their own, and at that point, I was kind of thinking to myself at that point, well, Shawamigan staved off your energy a little bit. They went down and got a big score, and at that time, at that moment, I felt this could just be a good old-fashioned shootout.
Exactly. It was a body blow, like a heavyweight boxing match, and I think our kids received it well and came back with that one-play touchdown drive. And then things changed, as far as momentum went from there on out.
Yeah. And with your offense, Coach, the ability of your players, the deception, is absolutely terrific. I think it's at a very high level. I don't know if you have a magic school that you take your kids to with a hand-high deception, but sometimes it's hard for fans to follow where the ball is because your players are very good at disguising who has the ball.
I really like to hear that because we spend a lot of time working on it. Probably to the point that our kids are like, Coach, enough's enough. but we work on it. We preach it. Carrying your fakes out. If you're not blocking somebody running the ball, hopefully you get tackled without the ball, and you're doing your job. So it when you hear something like that, or somebody says, "I had no idea where the play was going," that means that the work that the kids are putting in is coming to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the days of even Brett Favre, where all the time he would hand the ball off and then he would fake throw it somewhere. Just that few times that someone might take a step one way or the other because of that little fake or carrying out the play can be crucial in a game, right?
One step is crucial. One step is a yard. It's that separation that you may not have had. You get one step, it's huge. You get two or three, there's no getting back into position.
Yeah, and you have the favorite play you like to run that seems to break it all the time, and obviously there's a little deception that involves in the success of that play that allows you to break a lot of those long runs.
We do. We run that counter, and it gets eyes moving one way and come back the other way. I thought Shawamigan did a great job of taking that play away from us throughout the game. So we had to throw some wrinkles in that we don't do often, but they're in the bag if that happens. But I thought that Greg Morgan did a really good job taking our counter away.
Yeah.
But when one thing's not working, something else does, because you have to get, I wouldn't say out of position, but you have to work a little harder to make that play. And then it opens the door to something else.
Yeah. All right, so this Friday, you'll wrap up the season with obviously a game that you're going to go to win, but I understand you guys have some fun stuff planned for the kids also going to Green Bay, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to Green Bay. We're reciprocating a game. They traveled short notice last year. They were too large to make the playoffs. They had a really nice team. So before the season we started, we said we'd come back. Because if you remember last year, they showed up in pickup trucks they rented and vans, and they had a whole caravan of folks coming over. So we're headed back. They're not having quite as a successful season. But with that trip, we're staying over. We're going to take the kids to Lambeau Field, do the stadium tour, do the Hall of Fame tour, kind of the last shebang for this 2024 season.
Yeah. Your team, we talked with Coach Morgan just a little bit ago. He told us that they're ending their co-op after next year with Butternut Mercer. 2026 is there, looks like they should be able to be playoff eligible in that year. What's it looking like for the Loggers as far as playoff eligibility, and where are we at with that?
So our third Friday count was 206 this year, which has been pretty steady as we've gone. We're losing a fairly large senior class and supposedly have a smaller freshman class coming in. Our biggest problem is, as far as numbers go for enrollment, our freshman class that came in is one of the largest classes we've had in a while. So it might hold us at that 205. But projection, you know, within the next 3 or 4 years, we'll be to that 200 or less average.
Yeah, and is some of that
coming
with more teams going eight-man? I would assume there's more coming in. Does that enrollment criteria, is that a solid number, or could that drift a little higher? Or
right now, it's a solid number. I don't know that the conversations are happening. I think that too many people say that eight-man football isn't real football. And I hope that a strong program like Hurley,
yeah,
who had a strong 11-man presence, continues to have a nice 8-man presence, can come in and say, all right, traditionalists, this is real football. These kids hit just as hard, if not harder. They're making open field tackles. They're athletes. They're working their tail off. Why hold them out on an arbitrary number? We flow with 25 kids out for football. We could try to play 11-man, but then you're putting young sophomores and freshmen in positions that they shouldn't be in. And then you lose your junior varsity games, which is where your kids get better.
Yeah.
So it's a much deeper conversation, and it's some traditionalists that need to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Yeah, we'll have those traditionalists run the chain gang like I did a couple of weeks ago for a Shawamigan game. I can guarantee you, it's real football. This is the real deal. In fact, I would argue that with the open spaces, I think at times there's some harder hitting going on than there is an 11-man game, but that's another discussion. But that statement that it's not real football is just from someone who hasn't been to one, I think.
So. I agree. You know, and sometimes you look at eight-man football game and you could say, well, you take the three players of 11-man that maybe shouldn't be out there and your football gets better, right? Mm. It's just open field. You can't hide anybody in eight-man football.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere along the line, it's either going to open the floodgates and more teams are going to come and they're going to have to do something about it. Something's going to give.
Yeah.
Fortunately for us, we know where we're at, and we come in knowing, hey, there's going to be an end date. We know when that end date is. But let's make the best of what we have.
Exactly. Terrific season so far. Next week we'll do a season recap there, Coach. Good luck to you. We'll have Jeff Hakenin stalking you over in Green Bay. I'm sure he's probably already talked to you about going on that Lambeau Field tour with you over there. But he'll be there doing the game with you next week. So we look forward to hearing that on the radio on Friday, okay?
Hey, I appreciate everything. Thanks, Joel.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Coach Precor. I didn't mean to throw Jeff under the bus, though, but I'm sure he's laughing. Thank you, Coach Precor and Coach Morgan, for taking time to join us here on the Coach's Show. We archive these shows at 98qcountry.com for you to listen back to. Let's listen in, since we're doing coaches. I don't know if we'll do the whole thing because it was a long presser, but let's listen into part of Matt LaFleur's presser yesterday talking about the Packer win.
Punt returns, obviously, I'm sure neither of those guys wanted that to happen, but what's the coaching point for Keyshawn and Jaden on those? Different situations, obviously, though. Like, what do you think?
What do you think the coaching point would be, Bill? What would you tell them?
Well, he should. I don't know what happened. Did the wind get the ball last minute? Or I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
what happened.
I haven't talked to him about it. So I don't really know what happened either. But you've got one of two options. You have to either catch the ball or you have to call everybody off and get everybody out of the way. So obviously that was a big mistake. And then the other one, you know, once you start back, I do think it's a little bit harder when you're not aligned on like the 10-yard line. I think he was, I don't know where he was aligned pre-snap, Jaden Reed, if he was at like the 20, and then you start going backwards. I think he just obviously lost track of where he was, because, I mean, that's a no-brainer. You let that ball go when you get too far inside that 10-yard line. So, obviously, two big mistakes that we have got to get corrected.
Was that as creative as Halfley had been this year? Because, yeah, you blitz, but a lot of times they were blitzing guys but still only rushing four.
A lot of replacement fire zones. He did a nice job of mixing up the coverage behind those pressures. And, I mean, shoot, we had multiple times we had free runners at the quarterback. I do think we need to finish a little bit better in some of those situations where, you know, and you got to give CJ a lot of credit. He's a really good quarterback. He's strong. He's athletic. And he was able to get out of some of those sacks. But to be able to put the kind of pressure on him certainly had a huge impact on the game. I thought our defense, for the most part, there were a couple plays where Mixon got loose on play where we didn't carry the special, the deep over route. That was an explosive play, but I thought for the most part our defense played as well as they've had all season long.
Matt, it's been a journey with your kicking situation since the start of last year. What's going through your mind as you're watching this guy that you just met line up with the on the line from the sideline?
Well, there was a lot going on through my mind, but it was more or less just, I think anytime, it was unfortunate, I would say in the moment, that we had to be in that situation. I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or misops to kind of put yourself in that position. So never want to put somebody in that position, but I mean, shoot, a lot of these games are going to go down to a last-second field goal. You saw it in what Detroit-Minnesota game as well. Tired there, Jason?
No.
Am I boring you? Okay. But yeah, it's just, you know, we're fortunate that he's been in those situations before. So I know somebody was standing next to Byron, and Byron's like, "Yeah, no problem. He's going to make it." So. I think we had a lot of confidence in him.
We talked about galvanizing moments as a team. Did you just need to see the ball go through the uprights there? And it's been a tough couple of years in that phase.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, to have a last second field goal to win the game, I mean, that's that was big time.
Back to the pass rush that Rob was talking about. Is that a reliable, talk about Rashawn kind of moving around and some of those middle rushes they had. Is that a pretty reliable way to get him freed up?
Potentially, I think every game plan is going to be a little bit different in terms of how you want to attack somebody. And you don't want to just do it the same thing over and over again. People will plan for that. And But I do think, you know, it was a creative way to get him isolated on whoever we want to get him isolated on.
So from your perspective, when you're, as an offensive guy, when you're seeing their top pass rusher doing that kind of thing, what challenges does it present to you?
Well, it presents a lot of challenges. In regards to just who are you going to put on him and how do you get him blocked? And then what are the – typically what happens when you have somebody that's hovering around in there, there's going to be some sort of pick game or something coming off of that. It's not just going to be usually just a straight rush. So it just depends on what people are doing in those situations.
Keep doing that every week. Do you think that what happened yesterday to him and the pressure he got – kind of got him going? I know, you know, his production was probably not where he wanted it to be the first six games. Is that a good jumping off point, you think, for him?
Yeah, I think. Again, anytime you're getting the quarterback, especially getting to move off the spot, you know, it's hard to throw accurately. I mean, you saw it on the one interception by Jordan. We got edged, and he had to take a hitch, and as he was hitching, he was moving to his left, and you know, you tend to be less accurate when you have to make drastic movements in the pocket.
Is that the one you're, first down, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, first play of series.
Was his, were his feet right on that, or was that just a bad decision? Because it looked like he was definitely throwing, fading away a little bit.
Yeah, again, that's why it takes all 11, right? That play we had dialed up 4-3-4 under. They came out, they did a good job of mixing up their coverages. They played man coverage. But even in man, you still like that matchup, Christian Watson on a runaway versus a corner. But that's the protection aspect. It takes everybody. I like the timing of what you threw. It's just, it's harder to throw when you have to take a drastic movement and you're hitching and your body's going to the left. We always want the quarterbacks to hitch up in the pocket, you know, and not, you know, sideways or perpendicular to the line of scrimmage.
Are you still okay with him throwing it there, or would you rather just see the ball go somewhere else?
I think it totally depends. I never want to speak in absolutes when we're talking about the quarterback. Certainly, hindsight being 20/20, I'd say, yeah, let's go somewhere else with this. I also think that we can do some things. There were some plays that we had in the game plan where we wanted for man coverage out of the same set where we could do something a little bit different for him, you know, so we get more of these premier plays called against the coverages that we'd like them designed to go against. So I don't know if I answered your question, but I would think that collectively we could put our guys in a little bit better position.
When's the last time you gave a coach a game ball? Maybe there's more that you give out that we don't see on those videos. And I know it's the time you like to highlight the players. What made you want to do that for Jeff yesterday?
I just thought he's done a hell of a job. I really do. I think it's not just him. It's everybody, right? Our whole defensive staff. But ultimately, somebody's got to put the plan together and call it. And I thought, just considering all the circumstances, a really explosive offense. You had two drives start on the 11-yard line. Another drive start on like the 45-yard line. There's just a lot of short fields in there. And to be able to hold somebody to 22 points, considering all those circumstances, I thought he was deserving of the game ball. And then not to mention, and it was great, it was awesome by Eric Wilson. I thought he came in and did a really nice job. But that is a big loss when you lose your middle linebacker who calls the defense. You know, it takes Eric did a great job filling in that role, and it's even more remarkable considering he didn't even get any reps at the mic position really all week. To step in and do that, that's big time credit for Eric Wilson.
Speaking of Halfley, so you know, he would love to get pressure with four, right? And that's he's told us a bunch of times that's ideal, but
that's every defense would love to be able to play just zone defense and you let your pass rushers go.
So my question is the mark of a good coordinator one who can see that things aren't going to work or aren't working during the game and make changes, as opposed to kind of saying, hey, this is what we do and we're going to keep doing it? And is that one of his strengths? Because it seems like he's done a lot of different things.
Yeah, he's I think he sees the game the right way. I think he obviously has great just understanding of football. And then our jobs as coaches, kind of what I was talking about in terms of, I wish we would have had a better play dialed up for Jordan on one of those picks, is to put our players in the best position possible. And I think he's done a great job of that.
Head coach Matt LaFleur here on the Coaches Show, 98Q Country, each Tuesday morning. We give you our local coaches and also Coach LaFleur, and some or all of his presser from Monday. Packer football Sunday, that's 10 o'clock pregame. Noon kick for you, Packer football, of course, right here on 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s today. Tonight, breezy, mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot cooler with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a one-month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield, good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar. Along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
98Q Country.
Yeah, girl, I just had me one hell of a work week. It's been driving me crazy. Not enough of you, baby. And I've been thinking about breaking in the weekend, not doing any sleeping. So get in, let's take a ride, and baby, let's radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be anyone watching. No one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down to some up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops, we can stop by the quick stop, get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler and a truck bed, couple towels when we get wet, 'cause you know we're gonna jump in and take a little midnight swim. So baby, let's go take a dirt road, kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be anyone watching. No one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down to some up all night.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late.
Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Tim McGraw, 98Q Country. Keyword today, by the way, is Ross, R-O-S-S. If you haven't qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway, what are you waiting for? Love to see you at the Lanes a week from tomorrow. Everybody's going to win something just for showing up. Someone's going to win a free gas barbecue. And plus, we're going to come cook for you. That might not be something you want, but we're going to show up anyway. And we're going to show up with all the food, and we're going to have a little cookout with you, whether it's this fall yet or in the spring. So Ross is the keyword, R-O-S-S. Get that to us through the Civic Media app. Man, they're having some problems in Cuba, aren't they? You see, Cuba is experiencing its longest blackout in decades. This is 4 days now that Cuba has been without power. And they said that the power grid, apparently, in that country was not good. They've been warning them. Schools are closed through at least tomorrow in Cuba as they deal with that. Have you been? Did you? I gave you an assignment yesterday, and I think some of you may have just ignored it. All right. So as your radio teacher, I'm pleading you, go to 98QCountry.com. Go to Catkins Fundraiser at the top of the page. And we have all kinds of stuff. We have approaching 70 items now that you can bid on. All the money from these donated items will go to Catkins. And if you're like, Joel, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do that. I've got enough stuff. Well, then just make a pledge and give to Catkins, whether it's $10, $50, $100, whatever it may be, if you're able to. Know that Tanya and the folks out there put it to good use in treating our cats and dogs well and finding their forever homes. It's all about Catkins. It's all about Catkins this week. So Catkins fundraiser at the top of 98QCountry.com. Check out all of the items. You can bid right now. You don't have to wait till Friday. You can stop in or call at 762-3221 and bid. Before I slip out the back door, we got to get our presidential fact of the day in
hand. And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
And this is typically the point where the radio announcer gives you the presidential fact of the day, but I think I threw it away. Hang on a second. How many radio DJs do you know that dig through the garbage on the air? I don't know where it is. All right. Here's your presidential fact. The presidential fact of the day is that 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a new president. All right, so there you go. That's a presidential. I'd be like an idiot. I don't know where it went. So we'll do a double presidential fact of the day tomorrow. And Mike McKay's coming in next. Gray Gunderson's coming in after two. And it's time for me to leave. It's time for me to go. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. We have a lot of good local guests on Reality on Reality Radio. I don't know where it went. I'll find it. We'll do it tomorrow morning. Just be quiet. Get out of here, all right?
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This four-bed, two-bath home in the Village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to four large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s today. Tonight, breezy, mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot cooler with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98Q Country.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, he loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep
keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean. There'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves this southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside loves it. Cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling. Smaller than old trucks, young.